want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are ready for another week of the Refresh radio program, and thank you for joining us and being a part of it. And so today I want to start off by saying thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. That's W-E-I-R-I-C-H. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They can handle any air conditioning situation that you have, whether it's a traditional home, whether it is a manufactured home, whatever it might be. They can help you out with that. They've been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. So you know they're not a fly-by-night company. They work in residential and commercial settings, and they provide emergency service when necessary. And they always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. I was talking with a neighbor, and they were describing a project that they had done, and I said, man, that sounds like an all. Now, I'm no stranger to projects, and so I'm pretty familiar with project costs and things like that, and I know that materials are going up. But this was a not necessarily a material-related problem. And they told me how much it was. You know, I said, I saw that you had some work trucks out. And they said, yes. And they told me how much it was. And I know some people in those fields. And I said, man, that just sounds way, way high. And so I talked to some of the people in that field, and it was like, you know, that makes my blood boil whenever I hear that somebody is charging that kind of money for a situation like, you know. Now, I don't know all of the details, but, you know, from the details that I had communicated to me, the reason I tell you that story is because when you're dealing with air conditioning systems, you want to make sure that you can deal with someone who is honest and trustworthy and faithful and is going to do a great job. And so the folks at Wyrick Air, they do that type of work. And I encourage you, if you have been less than thrilled with your AC provider, maybe you give the folks at Wyrick Air a call and see if they will do better for you. 321-632-9538. So today we are going to talk about justice. We're, you know, the Bible tells us to seek justice. We're looking at seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And if we're going to seek the kingdom of God, we are seeking a kingdom of justice. So today we are going to go to Psalm 111. And we are going to discuss an aspect of justice, but I also want to give you a checklist. And, you know, you might want to write these down. This might be one of those programs where you want to go back to WMIEFM.com and listen to the on-demand portion. If you're listening at 8:30, you might want to listen at 10:30. You might want to listen back in at 5 o'clock, because this will give you a checklist. We live in a spiritually confused era of time. we think that just because someone talks about spiritual things that they are talking about godly things, and that is not necessarily the case. We think that if someone is talking about God or doing a work for God, that that is something that God endorses, approves, and has initiated. That's not necessarily the case. Again, there's spiritual confusion out there, and there is not only confusion, there is also spiritual ignorance or biblical ignorance that where people do not know the Word of God. So today we're going to look at Psalm 111, and we are going to look at a checklist of how you can identify whether a project, whether an assignment, a task, a dream, whether it is from God or whether it is not. Psalm 111, verse number 1, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So at the beginning, we're told to praise the Lord, and then at the end, we are reminded that his praise endures forever. I don't know about you, but I was never good at doing jobs that had only fleeting effectiveness. At one point in time, I was responsible for dusting the inside of recreational vehicles in Oklahoma in the summertime, where it was a gravel parking lot. And in case you've never heard the song, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down, it's not just a line in the song. The wind howls in Oklahoma, and it blows on those gravel parking lots and drives, and it just picks up dust, and it carries it and coats everything. And so I had said to my boss, I just want to, is it okay with you if I just go and knock the dust off and then I'll come back and I'll knock the dust off again later? And he said, it works okay with me. Well, it worked okay with him. It didn't work okay with his brother, and his brother fired me. I was never good at things that only lasted for a fleeting moment. So whenever you praise God, you've got to recognize that you have just performed an act that is going to endure forever and ever and ever. God's never going to forget it. The psalmist here says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. He says, I'm going to do it in church. I'm going to do it outside of church. I am going to praise the Lord with everything that I have inside of me. So praising the Lord is not something where you kind of yawn your way through it or anything like that. That was started out as drama and ended up being a real yawn. It's not the way that you want to, you know, kind of just sleepwalk your way through praising God. You need to be worshiping him with your spirit, your mind, your will, your emotions. Praising him can involve physical. I mean, we clap. I don't dance, but I can hop. We love to praise God. And, you know, people outside of church need to know that there are people who still praise God because he's still worthy to be praised. So let's look at what Psalm 111 has to say about the works of God. First of all, let's drop down to verse number 7 so that you know where how we got to this passage. It says, the works of his hands are verity and justice. Verity means truth. So the works of his hands are truth and justice. The works of his hands are truth and justice. So that's how we got here. That's number 6. So we'll come back and to verse number 2, and let's start at the beginning. The works of the Lord are great. Okay? God will many times call us to do something that is larger than what we can accomplish by ourselves. It will require his vision will require his provision. It will require provision of co-laborers. He will provide provision of resources, timing, everything that comes along. And so I want to ask you, as you evaluate, is this going to be great? Now, I'm not talking about great in the magnitude of scale. There is that. But I'm talking about, is it going to be great for the kingdom? There's a lot of people. I received a couple of notifications recently from pastors, and they were talking about a new project that they were starting. It is going to have kingdom impact. It's going to have great impact, and they basically got that idea from somebody else. I know that they did. I know exactly where the idea came from. Because I was getting solicitations from that ministry when that program first began. And there's a lot of churches that they will just take whatever the greatest thing going is that another church has, and they will just bring that into their church. Well, I will tell you, on Merritt Island, First Baptist Church of Merritt Island has a phenomenal food ministry, an absolutely phenomenal. I think it's called the House of Hope. And there are hundreds of people. There are businesses throughout the community. And they know on Mondays at such a period of time, there is going to be substantial food assistance that is provided at the House of Hope. We are 3 blocks away at the most from the distribution center of House of Hope. There is no reason that we need to be competing with them in that. So we actually partner with First Baptist Church of Merritt Island on some of their ministry. So we support the Agape Pregnancy Center. We send people, refer people over to the food ministry. And anything else that we can do together, we like to do with them, because we are not in competition with other churches. We are in cooperation with the Bible preaching churches in the community. The works of the Lord are great. That means it's going to have endurance. It is going to cause Jesus to be glorified, and it is going to impact people who need to be redeemed, restored, or revived. Okay? So, on your checklist, you can say in evaluating a project, is this a work of the Lord, and is it great? Okay? So, is it a work of the Lord? So, yes or no, and is it great? Yes or no. If it's a no, then just move on. In verse number 2, it continues and it says, the works of the Lord are studied by all who have pleasure in them. So the works of the Lord, there's two different aspects here in this part of the verse. First of all, the works of the Lord are supposed to be done with great joy. There is supposed to be joy that is involved in doing what God has called you to do. if it's a drudgery, then you need to take a little bit of time from doing the work of the Lord and spend some time with the Lord of the work. I'm not saying that you're going to not do the project, but you've got to do it in faith, you've got to do it with joy, and you've got to do it with love. And so it should be pleasurable. And the second thing is, it should be, so on your checkbox, am I going to be able to do this with joy, or am I just going to be doing it because I have to? The third thing is this going to inspire other people to study how this is done so that they will also want to endeavor to do the work of the Lord? So the work, is it of the Lord? Is it great? Are you going to be able to do it with joy? And is it going to inspire others to study how it was done? We are not a large church. I make no pretense about that here on the radio. It's not that we don't want to be larger. We've just never succeeded at sustaining breaking certain thresholds. We've broken, and then, you know, we've broken barriers, and then all of a sudden core people in the congregation relocate all across the country. That's called a setback. But I will tell you, we continue to press ahead. We've never been able to support more missionaries than we do right now. We've got a project. We've got a sister church. It's an Assembly of God church in a foreign country that we have a bit of a relationship with. And they sent us pictures of where they were worshiping. No roof, just some palm fronds and stuff like that for a roof. And I said, they need a roof. And the response was, actually, they need a restroom. There's not a functional restroom. Did you know that in America, that the number one room that people have interest in when they're evaluating whether or not they want to come back to a church, did you know that it's the ladies' room? I didn't know that for the longest time. And we had some temporary partitions in between the stalls in our ladies' room. And I want you to know, I don't spend a lot of time in the ladies' room. That's where our supplies are kept. And so during the week, I'm in there getting the supplies and distributing them out through the sanctuary, making sure there's plenty of toilet paper and paper towels and stuff like that. But they said, you know, this stall is tiny, and went in there and looked and said, wow, I thought that was the good stall. It's tiny. And so we quite a few years ago upgraded the ladies' room. It's now not bad. I mean, it's pretty functional. It's pretty nice. This place has no electricity. It has no light bulb. It has no door. This is the one in the foreign country. And so we right now are in the process of trying to do a great work for God in providing the resources and the materials that are needed for them to have a functional restroom so they can reach their community more effectively. Okay. The third check, you know, as we're going down the checklist, and you can, you know, mark this number four or whatever, his work is honorable and glorious. Okay. So that would be, it's great. It's enjoyable. It's inspirational. And now number four, this is in verse number three, his work is honorable. There are a lot of people who do dishonorable things. I've never wanted a job that was dishonorable. I wouldn't do it. In fact, I had a job one time. It kept me out of church on Sunday morning after the second week, I said, you know what? This is not worth it. The paycheck wasn't worth not honoring the Sabbath. When I was a teenager. And so I want to do things that are going to be honorable, that people are going to say, you know what, that's very noble, but also that it's going to honor God. Okay. Now I will say this because we're talking about honor in a fallen world. There are honorable things that people do in a dishonorable way. You can have an honorable job and do it in a dishonorable way. You can be a dishonorable person and do something that's honorable, and that still falls short of the goal. But to do an honorable thing in a dishonorable way, that's why you've got in the military, it's an honorable thing to serve your country. But if you do that dishonorably, they're going to give you a dishonorable discharge, and you have gone from doing something honorable to having a mark on your resume that is going to have an impact on you from that point forward. So you need to make sure that what you are doing is honorable. So there was a person I know, they were considering starting a business, and it wasn't a business that was honorable in accordance with the Word of God. So they decided not to do it because it was not honorable. I know people who have relationships with God, and their line of work is not an honorable line of work when it comes to the Word of God. I'm not here to judge them. I've never judged them. But I'm providing you the checklist. Is this honorable? Is it going to cause people to honor God, or is it going to cause them to dishonor God? The other thing is, it's glorious. The works of God will be filled with the glory of God. I want the Holy Spirit in our church services. I want God the Holy Spirit in our church services. I want God the Holy Spirit functioning in me. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. When we meet together as a church, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He fills the house with glory. The Bible talks about the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So it needs to be something that causes God to be glorified. Okay. And so it's accomplished by the Spirit, and it brings glory to Jesus. Verse number 4, as you're going down your checklist, it says, He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. I remember reading a verse, and it talked about a person, and it said that he died to no one's regret. He died to no one's regret. In other words, that no one shed a tear. I can't remember his name. Very few people can remember the name of the 10 spies that went in with the 2 spies you can remember, and their names are Joshua and Caleb. Nobody can remember the other 10, okay? If somebody does, the only reason they did was because somebody mentioned this, and they said, I want to be the person that remembers those people's names. I was having a conversation one time, and they were talking about how people who have passed away, that there comes a time where nobody remembers them anymore. Well, I want you to know that God never forgets. Unless He's forgiven you of your sins, and then He never forgets that He forgave you of your sin. There are a lot of people You know, in fact, I'll tell you a funny story. There was a time I was working a job. I got hired by somebody, and they wanted to move me to Florida. And I had a great relationship with the boss that I had, but we prayed about it, and was driving 81 miles each way to work and not making a tremendous amount of money. And my wife had been fasting and praying and saying, God, you got to do something about this situation. And so I went in and I told my boss that I was turning in my notice, and she cried. She cried. I was like, man, that's really, you know, that's a great compliment. I saw her the next day. She wasn't crying anymore. and it was because, you know, well, okay, this is what happened. And, you know, and so they were going to be okay with that situation. I want you to realize that God created you on purpose, for a purpose that he will never forget. Every prayer that you've ever prayed, he remembers. Every moment that you have spent with heartache and suffering, he remembers. Every time you have said, you know what, I'm going to set this pursuit aside so that I can pursue the things of God, he never forgets that. The works of God in Psalm 111, okay, here's your checklist. The works of the Lord are great. They are people who have pleasure in them. They are inspirational to other people. They're studied by other people. His work is honorable. His work is glorious. His work is the sound of a horse race that is beginning, getting ready to begin. Oh, sorry about that. And he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Don't live your life in a forgettable manner. Don't live your life pursuing tasks and assignments that were never assigned to you by God in the first place. Do things that are going to have eternal impact, that are going to redeem, that are going to revive, they're going to refresh and restore. Those are just some of the ways. We've still got a few more that we're going to talk about on tomorrow's program. But those are just a few of the items on a checklist. If you're trying to decide if it's a work of God or not a work of God, go to Psalm 111. It'll tell you what the checklist items are. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Overcomes. You are, yes, you are.